Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But who do y'all want to win? Rooting interest at 877-881-1053. These gambling sites already did their poll and showed that the Cincinnati Bengals are now America's team with the majority of the states rooting for them compared to everybody else. Who do y'all want to win the Bengals-Chiefs game?
Oh, I want the Chiefs to win. Yeah, I am fully on board. I love Joe Burrow, but I am fully aboard the Patty to the rescue, Patty to the goat.
When are you going to turn on him? It's only a matter of time. You turn on everybody.
I do. When will I turn on him? I will turn on him the same time that I turned on Dave Matthews. Okay, because I, you know, and
when explain.
All right,
was it the bus incident? Is that the one?
The bus incident.
You know when they dumped,
got on Jerry's bus?
No. When Dave Matthews and them were in Chicago and they were driving over a bridge and then went, you know what? We need to dump out the sewage tank in our bus. Not realizing there was a tourist boat underneath it.
No, it was not that. No. That's like, you know, so I was an early adopter to the Dave Matthews Band. 1994. You know, Remember Two Things album. And then when everybody kind of got on them, I was like, wait a second. It's not cool anymore. You know, when they went mainstream.
Yeah.
And when everybody else says that Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback of all time, that's when I will turn on.
Oh, it's got to be of all time. Because everyone's in love with Mahomes now.
Yeah. But everybody's still in love with Tom Brady. And I've become a Tom Brady fan.
Yes.
But when Patrick Mahomes becomes the greatest of all time, that's when I will turn on.
Troy, who are you rooting for in this game and why?
Well, I get it why RJ says that because, you know, as we all know, he's a monkey on a string and a doggy on a chain. It's a good Dave Matthews reference. Thank you. I'm tired of parody. I'm tired of seeing the same teams. I like cheering for the underdog. I like cheering for the new face. I like cheering for something that I'm not expecting, yet it's there. I'm cheering for the Bengals. Now, not because they're my new America's team and blah, blah, blah. I just want something different to look at.
Man, I'm really, really torn because I do root for dynasties and greatness. If this was the Super Bowl, I could see myself more rooting for Cincinnati. I think I'll like be root. This is gonna not make any sense. I think I'll be rooting for Cincy like in the game, but at the end, I want the Chiefs to probably pull it out. I don't know. I'm split. I won't know until like the game is actually going on when I find myself reacting like, yes, get this third down or yes, turnover. But that's how torn I am because I love Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. It is the new kid on the block. But I also don't hate Kansas City either. What about the fan text? What's the sentiment in terms of who they not think will win but want to win?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of Texas Tech fans here that are rooting for Kansas City.
But the thing is with the Texas Tech tie, and I'm one of them recently, with that, like, I would expect more of that, like, allegiance if Texas Tech was really good, you know? Like, if it was Manziel's college career.
That's right!
But, but, like, y'all, it was, like, nothing, you know?
It's your guy. Still your guy.
There were really nothing with Mahomes there, but I guess you still have that allegiance. But I would expect it more if they were, like, a real contender in college.
That's true. Autoflix 60 Fan Text, 877-811-1053. Chiefs, because they have a better chance to beat the NFC teams. Bengals, because no one wants to see Jackson Mahomes at the Super Bowl. Let's see. The most irritating thing I've ever heard anyone say is, I root for dynasties. Let's see.
Sorry,
more. Another one.
I appreciate greatness. Sorry.
That's true. Another one. Cincinnati, so I'd love to see Jackson Mahomes. Another one. I don't want to see Jackson Mahomes TikTok.
See that?
Another one.
That's the part. That's the part that's unfortunate for Patrick Mahomes. He is so likable.
Yeah.
Such a likable person to root for. Yet it's his fiance and his brother that gets the attention. Man, and that's unfortunate because he's great. If you didn't know how great Patrick Mahomes is, by the way, when the win probability dips below 5% for the Chiefs, below 5%, they are 3-1 in the playoffs. The rest of the league is 1-38 since 2018.
Yeah. With the clutch factor.
That's the clutch factor. And isn't it crazy?
Say that again.
So when the win percentage, the win probability is below 5% in a game. So the other day on Sunday when they had the ball with 13 seconds to go, their win probability was like, you know, probably 0.2%. Patrick Mahomes, since 2018, since he basically got the starting job, is 3-1 in the playoffs in those games.
Wow.
The rest of the league is 1-38 combined. Okay, like so he is either the luckiest quarterback ever,
yeah,
or without question, the greatest.
So I love that text that said anything to take out the NFC teams. I mean, I'm just going to give this away. I want San Francisco to lose. That's me. I definitely want the Rams to end this garbage. But as one of the teams that got eliminated by them, would you just rather San Fran win the whole thing? And would that make you feel better about the Cowboys' loss and exit? Or you just hate San Francisco that much? You know what I mean? It's like, all right, if I lost, at least I lost to the champ. You know, it makes me feel better. It was embarrassing because they barely snuck in, but they ended up winning the whole thing. How would you look at that from a Cowboys supporter?
You know, I never really looked at it like that. Well, at least we lost to the champ.
Because you root for other teams in the SEC.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's because college football is arbitrary with the rankings. And there's, you know, like the SEC gets, I believe, credit it doesn't always deserve based on the dominance of the conference.
They get credit they don't deserve based on the
dominance. They do deserve it. They don't always deserve it. Even in a down SEC year, people have blinders on that it's, oh, well, they're in the SEC. So when my team is finally good in the year 2040, they will have that benefit, right? So like, oh, well, they're in the SEC. They're 7-0. They have to be better than this Big Ten team.
What do you think about San Fran? Would you rather them just win the whole thing?
I mean, I've said it before. I would love to really give it to the NFL and just have a Cincinnati-San Fran Super Bowl and just see how they would promote that. But at the same time, I mean, I want the Rams to be there because I think they've been the dominant team, and I think they have the star power and something that you can
actually— How many young people know that Cincy and San Fran even played?
Well, I mean, probably very few, but I mean—
We're here in the boomer-sizing Queso Sports Minute.
You know, I don't know why we think that San Fran is the team that the NFL does not want. There's 10 times more Niner fans than Ram fans.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
And 20 times more.
And I mean, the 49ers are more of a legendary franchise, too.
100%.
Yeah, but what if San Fran did win that Super Bowl? Jimmy would instantly be put on the list of one of the worst quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl. He would be Trent Dilfer. He'd be Jeff Hostetler.
He'd be Eli Manning.
Flacco.
Mark Griffin.
He would be Eli Flacco. Brian Johnson. Way better than Dilfer and Hostetler.
Oh, he wouldn't be Eli, I don't think. I mean, no one would ever put Garoppolo. I think that's disrespectful to Eli.
That was the point. That was the point. I was trying to be disrespectful to Eli.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing Eli does well is the Manning cast.
Heave it up. That's what he does. Yeah. The best. All right, so I'm torn on the AFC, but I'm definitely rooting for the Rams.
I'm definitely rooting for the Rams, too.
Yeah, definitely for the Rams. If anything, just Matthew Stafford, after all the years of misery that he had to suffer through being in Detroit, to then do something in L.A., and then maybe to get another ring for what's that defensive player that plays for them that just went there? What's his name?
That went where?
Von Miller.
That's right!
Oh, gosh.
Von Miller, baby! Yes!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.